how he talked about it. You will see that there is one very short story, which was the second story. That was the parrot and the broken jar, remember, and the bald man. Then you will see there are three big stories, which is the third one, fourth one, and the last one. These stories are middle, and this is the shortest, right? Why? By accident? I never think that. I never believe that in a piece of art, something is there just because it's there. It doesn't happen. That's not art, and poetry is art, and he is master of art. This is narration. More than that, it has been life. What does it tell you? It has been life. Means he talked about some of these subjects much longer and one of these subjects much shorter. Because that's how it is, how it looks. Because some of these, let's say, different aspect of this discourse I was talking about, he made sure that each of them will be explained the best. So it's the best way to be done like this. That's why I say, okay, let's see how he did it. First paragraph, the king of handmaiden. How many paragraphs was there? Nine. There are nine paragraphs. It goes like this. The first paragraph is the king, handmaiden, and love. Means you, your intelligence, and your relationship. That was the first one, right? And the problem of that is?
Your intelligence doesn't like you.
You know the rules, but you don't get the exception. What's wrong about that?
We're the exception.
Pardon me?
We are the exception.
Ah, that's the problem. When this intelligence of you doesn't understand the exception, means doesn't understand you. That's why you will fight at the eighth story. Because your intelligence doesn't understand you. You know what your intelligence is telling you? Listen to your intelligence. Mainly is comparing you with the other people and with norm and with the standard and what the other will think about you. Right? What the other will think about you is the heart man. We'll come to that later. But right at the beginning you should understand that this intelligence doesn't even like you. Why?
Because you're not doing enough for it.
No, because you are not the first one, first owner. You got it in second hand. This is the way he expressed it. At the end of the story, he revealed that, this goldsmith, he bought it first. He kept it for 6 months. Then he sold it. That's how you got it. You didn't invent your intelligence. Did you? It was prepared for you. Mainly by combination of two cliches. Your mom and dad. The cliche of those two thinking was prepared for you. And they didn't make it. They received the cliche. But it goes on and on and on. Isn't it? Mainly if you're asked that, how do you think? Probably you will say, logical, of course. And who really discovered the logic?
Aristotle.
Aristotle is the guy who is dead, sure dead. No resurrection. Finished. that way? It is told. You know what? Because the color TV is not invented yet. It's a little bit expensive. It's black and white. He said, the first thing he said was wrong. This is amazing. Anybody remember the logic? You learned it all, I know. It doesn't matter which school of thought, which country you go to, they will teach you that. The amazing thing is, he will explain a system, and the main pillar of this system is something that is wrong. At that time, it looks very right. You know what it is? What is the first step of logic? Whatever problem is right or wrong. That's the first thing you should remember. And that's stupid, because loving someone is neither right or wrong, and it is a problem. It starts with that. It's an old thinking, and you're used to it, because you got it secondhand. That's the secret revealed by this story. And Rumi didn't reveal it first. Rumi did it different. How did he reveal the story? That is my point. If you look at it carefully and you will understand his style, how he revealed it. Because he doesn't want to really criticize you. It's not putting you down or something. It's not like the physician explaining your problem prior to describing some prescription and thing like that. Because that's what he wants to do. And he will do it. How? Exactly the way I explained it. He said, first paragraph is the problem. And it will end in confusion. Remember the end of the first paragraph? Yeah, it was a magical state of confusion. There, everything will react opposite in this sick intelligence. When you give this handmaiden painkiller, the pain will increase. It's silly like that. Means that's why it doesn't work. You know that you're listening to me, you want to understand this, right? Therefore you're not stupid, you're not silly. But your heart is no good. Why? Because your intelligence is not working properly. Everything is upside down. Instead of you being in love with your intelligence, oh my God, your intelligence could fall in love with you. If you polish yourself, because now you look like, to me, like a clown. There are other words for that, but you look like a clown. Because you are dressed up by your intelligence. You do whatever she asks. And she picks up from here and there, and she's trying everything. So you are the subject of her trial and error, and you look like a clown. If you get rid of these nonsenses which you stuck to yourself, and be pure you. Pure you is that existence which is not the physical existence, is beyond the physical existence. Therefore, it's shining. It's like a mirror. It's the essence. Then your intelligence will love you. Will understand you being unique. If you polish yourself and be unique, you don't look unique to me. None of you look unique to me. I could even predict your reactions. Because you're logical people. I know if I combine some words which goes like duck, 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 suddenly some routine will make your